What we're going to do now is talk to one of the top distributors in our industry, and it's one of my favorite people. It's not my brother, but it is my wife, Kim Melia. Many times that when we look at the people that are in our company or that are in our industry as network marketers, it's very intimidating. We see them and maybe we don't feel like we've got enough confidence to go approach them, and we don't really know how or why they've been as successful as they are, because we only maybe get to shake hands with them for a split second. So what we'd like to do for the next little bit is spend some time figuring out how you got involved, what it took to be successful, and some of the things that you did at the very, very beginning, maybe in your first 90 days to 6 months. So why don't you just start off by telling us what your life was like when you first looked at this industry.
Great, thanks, Steve. Well, first of all, straight out of high school, Steve, I went into corporate Canada, and I worked for the Bank of Montreal. I worked for Bell Canada, two of the biggest corporations in Canada. And after 5 years of working with that company and customer service and chargeback issues with MasterCard and different areas that I work with, I noticed that I just truly didn't like the corporate world. I personally hated having a boss, and the bosses hated having me around. And I really didn't like getting up and having to hear an alarm clock at 6 o'clock in the morning and having to rush through traffic and come home. And when my dad is still doing what he's doing today, which is waking up really early in the morning and coming home really late at night, in other words, 6 o'clock in the morning and coming home at 6 or 7 at night, and still not happy with what he's achieved or what he's done in his life, I knew that there had to be something different for me. And I had actually quit my corporate position, and I was going back to school to try to figure out what I wanted to do. And so I went to travel school, and I wanted to be a travel agent. That's what I thought I wanted to do. And then what happened was the guy that I was dating at that time asked me to come out to a meeting. His uncle kept on saying, you know, bring your girlfriend, bring your girlfriend, bring your girlfriend to this meeting. And I kept on saying, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. And I ended up going to my first network marketing meeting. And actually, it was with a company that I was totally not interested in. And so I didn't sign up at all for that company. But what was interesting was through the relationship that I had built through the boyfriend at the time, I had become really good friends with his uncle. And so he had called me probably about 2 months later and asked me to come out to another meeting. That's at that time when I joined network marketing.
Now, Kim, you said something very interesting, that you didn't want to go to the original meeting when you didn't really know much about it and you were in what seems to be a desperate situation in your life. But it's interesting because you still didn't want to go to a meeting. And I think a lot of people can relate, because we invite all sorts of people that we go, man, they need this, and they don't show up. So what was going on that you didn't want to go when you didn't even know anything about it?
At that time, Steve, I was unhappy, but I wasn't desperate. I was going to school, so I figured that I was doing something that I wanted to do, until 2 months later came, after I had been to school for 2 months and I didn't like what I was doing. So then I was desperate.
Now, when you say desperate, was it that maybe you felt like you were above network marketing? Did you know anything about network marketing? I mean, it was a meeting, so you didn't really...
I didn't even know it was network marketing. I just knew that it was some kind of an opportunity with some kind of product that I wasn't interested in.
Okay, so you base your decision solely on the product. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay, very interesting to know. And so let's just try to paint a picture here. You walk into the meeting. Why don't you just tell a little bit about what the energy was like in the room? And they often say that we make our decision to get involved in something before the meeting even starts. Was that the case here?
Steve, when I went for this meeting, this was more of a private reception. It was actually at the person's house, at the uncle's house. And so, and I'm going to name that uncle. His name is Rob. So it was at Rob's house. And basically, Rob had told me that the product that I could get involved in selling from my house, because I was extremely interested in selling something from my house so I wouldn't have a boss, I signed up immediately. He just basically told me what the product was and made me sign a couple sheets of paper that I really didn't know what I was signing up for, to tell you the truth. I just knew that I liked what he told me, and I had to sign, you know, a couple different papers to get involved. And that's what I got excited about, was be able to work from home. And then I went to an opportunity meeting.
Okay, great. So you signed up, and then so your first opportunity meeting was really a little bit of a training, because now you were involved in the company. So how did you get started?
Well, Rob told me that I needed to drive about 2 hours from where I was living. I was living in Mississauga, just right beside Toronto in Canada, and I had to drive north about 2 hours, and I had never been to this place. It was a little tiny town with a little tiny restaurant that we were upstairs in there, and he told me I had to be there because there was a gentleman coming in from Seattle, Washington to speak, and I needed to hear what he had to say, so I knew exactly what I was involved in, because there was a lot more products, goods, and services that I could sell if I was interested. So I was excited, because he got me excited about meeting somebody who was in the industry, somebody who would be able to train me extremely well, extremely fast, and right at my beginning, because I had only signed up maybe a week and this gentleman had come out to a meeting.
Now, there's two game plans, Kim. You know, people that start off part-time and people that start off full-time. Which way were you leaning?
Oh, I would love to have done this full-time right off the bat, but I realized that I had bills to pay and I had responsibilities that I had to meet. So I always kept a part-time job. I always had something that I was doing on the side that I would pay my bills as I was building up my network marketing business.
Now, Kim, there's something in this business called a learning curve. And some people have gone through their learning curve in other facets of their life or in other industries. And now your learning curve in this business was pretty much non-existent, right? You had to start from the very beginning and go through that learning curve if you were going to have success. And so most people quit before they even see the curve, you know, because they're still on a straight line, if you will, and before the curve starts, most people quit and before they ever experience any success. Now, I know that you had a great first year in this industry, enough to know that this was the business for you. Is that correct?
Absolutely not.
And so just ballpark figure, if you don't mind, for the new person, so they can relate to you, how much did you make your first year in network marketing? And you put in a pretty good, you know, what I call a full part-time effort.
Well, Steve, my best month, I think, was probably about $70. So for the entire year of my first year in network marketing, I would say I'd be lucky if I was at 300.
Okay, so what most people do, Kim, is they add up, you know, hey, I've been in this for a month, and I've made, let's say, $70, and they said, I've worked 40 hours a week, or let's just say 40 hours, and they go, I made about $2 per hour, and that's it. How did you separate yourself? How were you able to see it differently than most?
Well, throughout that year, Steve, I had met so many people. I mean, that's what it was the relationships that I had built and the belief that people had in me. Rob was the one that believed in me, that kept on calling me, that pushed me to go to that second meeting, to go to that third meeting, to go to that bigger event. And so I developed that relationship with Rob where we were almost in one together. We were together. We were going in one direction together to reach a similar goal. So I would say it was the relationships that kept me in this business. I had never been around people who wanted me to be successful and believe that I could do anything.
Kim, I think it's important that people realize the impact that they have on others. Usually when there's a successful person, they all point to one or two other people that have led to their success. It sounds like Rob believed more in you at that time than you believed in yourself. But still, it had to be frustrating. You know, going to the big conventions, it sounds like you went to the big conventions even, you know, in your first year when you were making nothing and seeing people making, you know, crazy amounts of income. Did you find that you compared yourself to them? Did you find that you could do it too? What was going through your mind?
Well, first of all, I didn't go to a convention for my first 9 months simply because I couldn't afford it. There was times where I wanted to go on that cruise or I wanted to go on that vacation that people were going on, but I simply had maxed out my credit cards and responsibilities kept me from going. And once I saw the bigger picture, once I got on more conference calls and once I got more training and understood that the value of what I'm going to get out of this event is much more than the value of the money that I would have spent.
Very well said. Kim, there's a concept called staying close to the fire, and it sounds like you were going to weekly presentations. You and Rob were very close. You were on weekly conference calls. You went to the national convention several times a year, it sounds like.